Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
Welcome back to another week, 7 episode of Dugo's Forewarns. What's going on, folks? You know it's Dugo as always. I hope y'all brought your head tops early and often because we're talking about these fucking games this week. Dog, talk about this Thursday night game. This is going to be a revenge game if you ask me. We have the Denver Broncos led by Sean Payton going into New Orleans. All right, that's where he coached and won a Super Bowl, dog. So he's going to do anything he can to get a dub here. We saw it before. This guy can do anything he wants to get a dub, even if it takes being, you know, disbanded for a season or two, right? We all remember Bounty Gate. Rip Brett Favre, that shit was terrible, right? Nah, dog. Brett Favre should still be playing, if you ask me, if it wasn't for Bounty Gate. I digress. Let's look into this shit game. We got two rookie quarterbacks. Bo Nix, Spencer Rattler. Spencer Rattler didn't look terrible last week, but he also didn't look good, right? Let's just get that out there. Bo Nix has been starting all season, right? So he has a little bit more experience under his belt. Realistically, if you ask me, I'm not sure who I think is going to win this game. I don't know, but who I know is going to pop off is Alvin Kamara. 100%. Let's get into our starts of the week. Alvin Kamara, definitely a star of the week. That's for sure. I mean, that's a given, right, guys? Like, that's... Come on, Dugo. Like, who's the real star of the week? Come on, that can't be the guy, right? That can't be the guy. Come on now, Dugo. You can't be doing that. You can't be doing that to us. All right, I bet had started him. You can't be doing that. All right, guys. Well, let me give you another star of the week. I'm going to go deep in my pocket. This should have been my flyer of the week, but I'm going to talk about Devon Villette. This guy, when he's on the field, is a fucking menace. I picked this guy up for a little bit in my Dynasty League because I was like, you know what? You get 8 catches in your first game, and then you just go on fucking IR for a couple weeks. Well, now homie's back. Now homie's back, and he's back in action. Gets another 11-pointer if you got half PPR. You love that. The guy's still wide receiver 31. And now he's going against this New Orleans defense that, you know, it's been pretty up and down all year. And you have Tyrann Mathieu that is going to be playing with a cast on his arm. It's not going to be great. I think he's going to be a little slower because of that, maybe a little hesitant. I think that Villette is going to be a menace this game. So start him if you have him at this point, guys. If you got to pick him up, you might as well. All right. Like I said, he probably should be my flyer, but I'm going to call my starter of the week. If I'm going to be calling someone that y'all should be sitting, if y'all should be sitting someone, man, I'm not really sure because there's not really a lot of starters, right? I mean, Javonte Williams isn't going to be bad, I don't think. I think he's probably going to get his steady workload. I don't know, guys. I mean, y'all probably don't have a lot of people that are playing this game. I would just, you know, probably not start a lot of people. Kamara, definitely. Villette, I would probably start him. I think he's probably going to eat. It seems like Nix and him have a connection. And then, Blake Groupie hasn't been terrible. Obviously, he's the kicker for the Saints. Maybe you could start him. Who knows? I don't know. I'm kind of done with this game. I'm going to move on to the Sundays. All right, now we're talking about the new England Patriots versus the Jaguars. All right, so this is the game over in London. I think this one's in Wembley. It's kind of crazy. All right. So we got, again, another pretty shit game, if you ask me. A pretty shit game. It's honestly not awesome, guys. I don't know. If you ask me, I think that you could probably go ahead and probably start Bigsby. Realistically, I think that he's going to be going off with Etienne hurt. So go ahead and start him for sure. My other start of the week, I'm going to go on the other side. I think that DeMario Douglas is probably going to be good enough to start this week. This defense for the Jags hasn't been good, and I feel like at this point, this guy just continues to eat. So I like that. Obviously, Brian Thomas, you guys know about him, right? Yeah. Go ahead and start him as well. And then if I had to sit someone, man, that's tough. Let me pull into my bag of tricks here. I don't really think you should start Gabe or sit him. I mean, obviously it depends. He looks like he's questionable right now, limited in practice. But I don't know if I would necessarily sit him. If he plays, I might start him. Last week he had two tutties, right? So, you know, take advantage of that momentum. Realistically, I doubt you guys are really starting Boutte, right? Keyshawn Boutte, but I don't really know if he's going to be doing all that much. So maybe sit him. And then my flyer of the week, yo, this is going to be a bag of tricks, right? My flyer, I know y'all like your tight ends. Give me Hunter Henry to keep going off, dude. Drake May loves his cat. All right, now we're moving on. We're talking about the Seahawks and the Falcons now, right? The Seahawks and the Falcons. That's wild. Talking about the birds, dude. All right, so we're looking at this game. Realistically, I think this one could be pretty high scoring, if you ask me, right? Pretty high scoring. So I think at the end of the day, if you got to start someone out of the crew, obviously you guys have a lot of people starting in this game, right? This game has DK, JSN, Lockett, Darnell Mooney, who's been going off as of late, Bijan, you know, Kenneth Walker in the gang. Dog, it's crazy. And then two starting quarterbacks. Like, it's going to be a very high-scoring game, if you ask me. So let's go ahead and let's make sure that we're starting JSN. I think that this guy continues to get integrated into this offense. The guy has been running so many more routes than he did last year, and I think that he's going to continue to eat. Right now, the cat is at wide receiver 29, all right? So continue to start that cat. Let's move on to my sleeper of the week. I don't really know who I'm going to bench yet, so let's talk about my sleeper. As much as I hate it, let's go with Tyler Allgeier. I mean, I know he's our running back 35 right now, but I think that this guy can continue to kind of, unfortunately for my sake, vulture some Bijan touches, right? So let's go ahead and let's start him this week if you have him as a flyer. And then if we're going to start or if we're going to sit someone just because, you know my hate runs deep, right? I'm sitting Drake London. I hate that cat so fucking much. You guys have no fucking idea. The guy fucking went to USC and fucking was a Pac-12 bitch. And he ain't done shit in the NFL until this year. And now he's wide receiver 5 and people think he's all doing shit. Nah, dude, sit his ass. The guy got fucking 2 points against the fucking Steelers and he's all bitch. I'm calling for the Drake London fall off. Alright, we're going off. Now we got the Tennessee Titans versus the fucking Bills, dude. Alright, let's give one up for my boy fucking Amari Cooper quick. This guy got the fucking bag skis going to the Bills. I'm trying to think of who has more upside now between him or Davante Adams after these trades. This is fucking sick for fantasy, guys. Let's fucking get that through our heads right now. Alright, let's get through this game without trying to fucking cream our pants. And let's try to get through going through my starts, my sitters, and my flyers. Alright, so we're moving to this game. If I'm starting someone out of this group, obviously I'm going my boy James O's Cookos. Fucking Jimmy Cooks. James Cook. 100%. This guy continues to eat. This guy is running back 11 right now. And he was limited in practice on Wednesday. But I think that this guy is dealing with a toe. I've dealt with a toe before. I don't know what kind of toe injury he's had. I've had some ingrown toenail issues myself, and I know those aren't fun. Let's just pray to God that homie gets over this shit quick, though. If we're going to be sitting anyone, dog, it's going to be a tough sit. But probably D-Hop. I don't know if you guys are even starting anyone, any of their wide receivers, right? I mean, Will Levis is kind of a fucking joke, if you ask me. So let's look over to the Bills side and see if there's anyone that you might not want to start. I don't know, like, if you guys want to start Mari right away. But, like, I probably will in my one league just because I see the upside. And Amari's as fucking smart as a whip. And I think that this is going to be... It's going to be crazy. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see Josh Allen and Amari Cooper come together. It's, oh my God, guys. This is going to be one of those combos that you just put together like PB&J and like a burger with cheese. Like, it's fucking sicko mode. I'm just, oh gosh. All right, let's go to our flyer. Maybe Shakir. I don't know, guys. Like, I feel like he's kind of, like, integrated into your lineups if you guys like him, right? I really like him myself. I don't really know if I'm going to be starting Dawson Knox. I mean, he had a pretty decent performance against the Jets. But I think that might have just been, like, a revenge game because he fucking hates him. Alright, I'm going to move on. We're going to be talking about the Bengals and the Browns now. Fuck yeah. This is going to be kind of an ass game if you ask me. Otherwise, the Bengals are just going to fucking shit roll them. If you have Joey B, it's going to be a great game. That being said, start of the week, Joey B for sure out of this game. But obviously, that's one of those things that you can't really, like, say. Because it's a for sure thing. But realistically, I think Nick Chubb's going to come forward and he's going to go off. If y'all haven't seen the little message that he put out to Cleveland, it seems like this guy has a lot of heart for this team. So if he goes off, I am so excited for him. So I like Nick Chubb. Let's go ahead and start him. I'm excited for him. If we're going to be benching someone, realistically, I might bench Zach Moss. I don't really know if I like him all that much. And Chase Brown just continues to go off. I fucking dropped him in one of my leagues. Maybe two of my leagues. I'm not sure. Oh, it's fucking stupid, guys. I'm so fucking stupid. And then my flyer of the week. I know y'all ain't starting him. I think Jerry Jeudy's going to go off, though. I know my boy Jaws listening. He's been like, Dugo, you got to fucking save my boy Cedric Tillman, dude. You got to go pick him up, dude. What are you doing, dude? I think he might go off, but, like, I don't know. I just feel like Jerry Jeudy's going to be that motherfucker now. We're going to go on to the Texans versus the Packers. That's a fucking sick Week 7 matchup. Oh, my God. It's going to be Lambeau Field. The Packers are going to be wearing their all-white unis. It's going to be on CBS. Are we going to have Tony Romo on the call? Oh, that's going to be fucking... No, we won't because it's a nooner. Is Tony Romo going to call a nooner to go to Green Bay? Dude, that would be wild. I don't know, maybe. All right, so let's get into this game quick because there's so many people that you could be starting and so many people that you might be like, Dugo, I need this guy this week. I'll be like, dog, he ain't going to be doing shit because fucking Jair's going to lock that bitch up. All right, that being said, start of the week out of this crew, start of the week, Jay Reed. 100% if he's healthy. I know he's dealing with an ankle right now, but this cat continues to fucking go off. That being said, if he isn't going to go, my start of the week is definitely going to be Josh Jacobs. This guy continues to show that he is the one on this team. I think that this is going to be one of those games where people are going to be like, yeah, he's the one. I think that this is a stellar defense. And if this guy can show that he can run against them, there's not a team that is out there that can stop this team. So I want Josh Jacobs to be my start of the week. If I'm going to be going to my sits of the week, it's tough for me to say just because there's so many people that you really could get away with. So just to fill you guys in, if you guys don't know, Luke Musgrave is on IR, so... I doubt y'all have him. He's been kind of a bum this year, but, you know, deal with that. And then also, the Packers got a new kicker. We got Brandon McManus, who he went through that whole allegations thing. We don't got to talk about it on the pod. But, yeah, so we got a new kicker. So if you're looking for a kicker, maybe go pick him up. Maybe he's going to be the next best thing. And then my sleeper of the week, who I think is going to go absolutely off again, my boy Rome Dobbs, because he's going to get the dub every fucking time he's out there. And plus, Wicks is a bitch, if you ask me. So he's going to continue to drop those balls, and Dobbs is going to be a fucking beast. So start Romeo Dobbs for sure. Moving on. We got the Dolphins versus the Colts. Kind of an ass game. Kind of another ass game. Not great. Let's try to roll through this one quick because there's not really much we got to talk about. Obviously, you got Tyreek Hill in this game, right? He has Snoop Huntley as his quarterback, so take that as you will. But maybe they try to get him going in sweeps and shit like that. So obviously start Tyreek. Obviously start A-Chan. Start JT. Start A-Rich. I would probably go ahead and keep sitting a Mitch. He still ain't really integrated. And then I don't really know if OBJ is going to be doing anything anytime soon, so you probably don't need to start him. And my sleeper of the week, Alec Pierce. This guy is just going to go off, or he ain't going to do shit for you. And I think this is one of those games that he's going to be going off. Because that secondary just isn't great outside of Jalen Waddle, if you ask me. They have a lot of people on their back end of the career, and Alec Pierce is a burner. So I think that he's going to be going off this week. And Anthony Richardson is going to have a game of his career, I think, this game. I think he's going to come back with a vengeance. He's been watching Joey Flax go off. So I really like Anthony Richardson this week. Moving on, another nooner. This is probably going to be one of the games of the week. It's going to be the Lions versus the Vikings. Who would have thought that Dugo would ever say that? But we got a lot of fantasy implications in this game for sure, guys. Let's go through it. We got some starts, we got some sits, and we got some sleepers, right? So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start both the running backs for the Lions, Gibson, Montgomery for sure. I'm going to start Aaron Jones. It looks like he missed practice today. So if he misses tomorrow on Thursday, if y'all are listening to this Thursday, Friday, I don't know how much confidence I have in Aaron Jones. This guy is always hurt. And so if he's dealing with that hip still or whatever the fuck it is, I don't know if I would start him. Even if he does go, I don't think he's going to be a full goal. So that being said, you know, keep Cam Akers on your horizons if you don't have him. Or if you have Aaron Jones on your team, if you're looking for a sleeper. And then if I'm looking for my sleeps of the week, I'm definitely going to get Jameson Williams on the field for sure. I know he's wide receiver 21. Oh, Dugo, what the fuck? Give me someone else. All right, guys. Sorry. I'm fucking just trying my best out here. But I think Jordan Addison's going to be coming out here with a vengeance as well. I know he sat for a little bit with that injury that he had, but then he came back against the Packers and absolutely went off. And then didn't really do much against the Jets. Now he's back in America, right? So maybe he's going to go absolutely off against the fucking Lions. And then, dog, just if you guys have TJ Hockenson, just make sure that you're watching his fucking injury. Make sure that you're watching if he's actually going to start or not. I wouldn't even take him off your fucking IR until it actually happens. Until he's actually a go. I don't know. I don't even know if I would start him this week. I don't know. He might go off for a vengeance as well. But it's tough to say with Hawk. I don't know. That was kind of a nasty injury. So, as of right now, I'd keep him as my sleeper maybe. My sleeper of the week. And then if I gotta sit someone, I might sit Hawk. I don't know. That's a tough call, guys. Realistically, if it's me, I'm probably starting him. Maybe even my flex if I'm looking for someone. If I'm going through a bad bye week, I might start him. I might throw him on my tight end spot as well. You know, like if I'm in a tough spot, I might start the guy. Yeah, and like I said before, guys, this if Aaron Jones isn't a go, maybe pick up Cam Akers. I don't know how confident it seems the Vikings are in Ty Chandler. So I would go ahead and pick up Cam Akers for sure. Moving on to a divisional matchup between the Eagles and the Giants. So we got Jalen Hurts versus Danny Jays. Let's definitely start Saquon this week. He's going to have a vengeance game. Let's go ahead and start Neighbors if he's healthy. He was limited on Wednesday still with a concussion, so he must be really out of it. So let's go ahead and not nix that. I don't know if I'm going to be starting Neighbors. Let's go ahead and definitely start Brown, though. A.J. Brown's crazy. He's fucking wide receiver one if he's healthy. If I'm going to sit someone, I'm probably going to sit Dallas Goedert. I know he's dealing with an injury right now, and that might just be light work. But I'm going to sit him. He just hasn't really done much this fucking year, guys. Holy shit, I fucking digress. He's fucking tight end 7. Oh, wait, he only went off 2 games. Yeah, I haven't fucking missed much. Fuck. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like the Giants kind of have their number with tight ends from what I feel like I've seen. I could be spitting shit out of my ass at that point, but who fucking knows? But yeah, I think that the Eagles defense is also a pretty solid start this week, if you ask me. Moving on to the 3 p.m. games, Raiders versus Rams. Not great. I hope Cooper Kupp fucking plays, though. That'd be fucking nice to have him back. Then that offense would finally look semi-decent again. And then if that happens, if Cooper Kupp plays, my start of the week is going to be Kyren Williams. I know that's kind of back-ass words to say, but if you can just open up that fucking line a little bit for him, he is so explosive. It's crazy. This guy does so much for this team. This guy does so much. And my sleeper of the week, I gotta say this every time he plays, but fucking DeMarcus Robinson, this guy is fucking a sleeper out here. I know he's fucking wide receiver 71 and shit, but before their bye, he had 10 points against the Packers. 10 points! Alright, so let's go ahead and fucking put him as my sleeper of the fucking week on this fucking team. Or this fucking week in this game. And if I'm sitting anyone, probably Alexander Mattison, if you ask me. Running back 24 right now, but you have Zamir White coming back, I believe. And yeah, I think that's going to probably kill his workload a little bit. We got the Panthers versus the Commanders. Who would have thunk that this was going to be a very competitive game? Not me. It's definitely going to be Commanders routing this fucking Panthers team for sure. Start of the week. If he's healthy, I want to go with Brian Robinson. If he's not, I'm going to go with Scary Terry. But he's finally getting his due. He's wide receiver 14 right now. He's going through it. He finally has his quarterback. I'm so happy for the cat. Also, go ahead and you can probably start the Commanders defense. I know that they just had an injury, but that defense led by Dan Quinn is fucking stellar. Remember what he did for the Cowboys how many years ago? Or, you know, for how many years? Just a year ago. So, yeah, I would probably start him against this lackluster offense with the Panthers. Keep in mind, I heard through a grapevine, or maybe it was on the Sleeper app, that Jonathan Brooks might be coming off of a PUP, or they might be opening his practice designation. So I don't think he's going to be starting this week, but I'm excited for him to be coming back. That'll be fucking fun. All right, I'm going to move on. Obviously, that game doesn't have really a lot of fantasy implications. Just start the guys that you should start. Obviously, Jaden Daniels should be fucking locked and loaded every time he's out there now. And realistically, if you need someone that you're like, Dugo, I fucking need someone right now for you. Maybe Eckler. He didn't really do much when he had the RB1 performance against the Ravens. So I don't really know how much I trust the guy. I know I called it. I know I didn't trust him, right? So I don't really know if I would start him. I really don't know. All right, moving on to the Chiefs and 49ers. This is going to be a fucking sicko game. Fucking start pretty much everyone, dude, if you ask me. I think that there's going to be a lot of points scored this game. So definitely start Kelce. Start the fucking Xavier Worthy. Start the fucking Juju Smith-Schusters. What do you mean, dude? Oh, you shouldn't be doing that. Yeah, start Juju right now. Throw him in your fucking flex. Yeah, I said it. Go do it. You got Juwan Jennings. This guy's continuing his fall off since his fucking crazy fucking 43-point start. Maybe the guy's coming back to reality. I really like Debo and Ayuk in this game, though. Sleeper, if you're really digging for a running back this week, I really like Isaac Urendo. All right, we're moving on. I really like the Sunday night game. We got the Jets versus the Steelers. I know that Aaron Rodgers was talking about how much he really likes playing here, so I think he's going to go off. I think he's going to fucking make this fucking game his bitch. He finally has Davante Adams back that I fucking talked about a little bit earlier. He has Garrett Wilson, who's going to be fucking open all the time now. But let's pour one out for our boy Malachi Corley, if you ask me. This guy has not really seen the field this year, and I had so many high hopes and aspirations for him. Maybe it's a redshirt year, right? We can only hope. Definitely start Chris Boswell. This guy is kicker too right now. I fucking love him. I'm so happy that I have him in my league. Oh my god, that's so fucking nice. It's tough to say if I want to start Pickens or not. He's really like the only viable wide receiver on this team right now, and they have Russell Wilson starting. It seems like he's going to start at least. That's so confusing. I don't know if I would start Pickens. If you need a flex, maybe I'd throw him in my flex. Breece Hall for sure. Braylon Allen, if you need a flex or if you need a running back, I would utilize him. And this running back core for the Steelers just hasn't been it this year. It wasn't going to be what I thought. Najee, probably a decent start if he's healthy. I know he's going through some ribs right now, so be that as it may, right? All right, we're moving on. We got two Monday Nighters. We got the Ravens versus the Buccaneers. Another fucking dank game. Locked and loaded. Get D. Henny in your fucking starting lineups. Why, or running back one. This guy is fucking sicko. Back to reality. Up to go gravity. Just like D. Henny back in the end zone. Hey. Yeah, this guy's fucking crazy, guys. I'm so happy that I have him in my Dynasty League, so I was about to trade this guy. Oh my god, dude. Let's go. If Rashad White isn't a go, definitely start Bucky. This guy's fucking dank. Zay Flowers, I think he's a definite start. Chris Godwin, wide receiver 2, I have him in the league. That's awesome. Mike Evans, this guy is pretty much good to go as well. Rashad Bateman might be a sleeper. The guy is wide receiver 42 right now, so he's kind of on that borderline. You know, like, the last 2 weeks, he's been wide receiver 17, wide receiver 35. He's gotten 4 catches in both games. He had 8 targets the week before and a touchdown. This is going to be, you know, one of those games where I think they're going to be coming out of the bucket a little bit with some of these play calls to kind of get first downs. This Tampa Bay defense isn't nothing to fuck with, so I think that they're going to need to utilize Lamar with his feet, so definitely start him. I don't think that's anything to be said. And, yeah, you can definitely start Bakos as well. I mean, that's 1-2 of quarterbacks and points scored in the league right there. This is going to be a sick game, guys. A lot of fantasy implications. I would definitely utilize a lot of these people this week, right? Even, I don't know if I want to start Justice Hall this week. I don't think I want to. They have a really good linebacking core over there with the Buccaneers. And it seems like Justice Hill gets a lot of his work through the air. And I just think that it's going to be a no-no out there. And if it were to happen, I feel like Winfield might just go fuck him up. Or if he's hurt. I don't know if Winfield's hurt. I feel like I saw something, but who knows. I got Chargers versus the Cardinals next, which is kind of an ass game. But thank God we got the other Monday Nighter. Am I right, folks? Well, let's go through some of these starts, right? So I think you definitely got to get James Conner out there. You definitely got to get J.K. Dobbins. Definitely got to get both these quarterbacks, the J. Herbs. Guys, quarterback 27. He did go through a bye week, right? But the guy is quarterback 27. I'm not going to start him. No, don't fucking start J. Herbs. I'm so glad I didn't draft him in a couple of my leagues now. I didn't know he was doing so poorly. That's kind of sad to say.
I would definitely start Kyler, though. This guy is still quarterback 9. He's still pretty viable in that game. So let's hope that he can get some rushing yards. I mean, obviously, you got this. You have the defensive coordinator, Greg. I'm forgetting his last name, but it's Greg something. He used to be the coordinator for the Ravens. And so I think that he is going to be one of those cats that is going to be able to know what schemes they utilize against a Russian quarterback. So I think that this is going to be tough for them to utilize him a lot in. But I think that Kyler's still going to get his due. Marvel the Heroes, I don't think he's going to be playing this week. So I think that you can go ahead and start Michael Wilson for sure. I think that Ladd McConkey could be startable. I don't know. He's wide receiver 51 right now with a bye, so it's tough to say. But if you need to start someone, I think that he's a really good flex. And obviously, he's owned in 98% of the league. So obviously, you're either starting him or you're not. 53% are. So do with that as you may. Guys, that's been the complete rundown of these games this week. It's been Dugo's Forewarns. Glad y'all brought your head tops, and until next time, keep it smooth, keep it wild, and let's fucking win this week.